Let's cut down. Would they not notice us?
They take a sharp turn off of another street. Do you wish to chase?
yes, do it.
Pay the guy well.
Does Duvoki and Den want to chase?
Whatever. You're the senior member.
Honestly, I'd rather not like to run the risk of toppling a carriage in evasive maneuver, so...
So, no.
You know what? Why not?
All right!
I'm like, oh,
then I'll go ahead and let you roll for the taxi driver.
Okay, what am I rolling?
All right. You guys are assumed to be basically going about the same speed. So, hold on.
Good luck here. Moderate, or no luck, good luck, good or bad.
Moderate luck.
All right, so, let's see. Horse/car... starts at 5. Because it's not a foot or bicycle, it's definitely not a plane. So 5.
One, two, three. I need someone to...
Alright.
Jessica's gone evil?
Jessica's gone evil.
Makes sense. It's me, after all.
Actually, you guys were... near, so, medium, so you guys are actually 3 squares apart.
1, 2, 3.
Alright. Now, what you do is you make a driving roll. You can attempt a maneuver, but of course, each of the maneuvers have a slight modifier on the roll. For example, there's bootlegger's reverse, which I don't recommend. You basically take a 90 or 180 degree turn, which is a -4. Hard break. Jump. Maneuver, covers up with anything else you might come up with. Driving through an obstacle, ram, tight turn, or go on 2 wheels. Or you can just attempt to close, which is just a straight-up driving roll as opposed to 2 taxi drivers.
Okay. So what's my driving?
D6, just like theirs.
Okay.
2.
I'm going to attempt to close.
For every success you get over them, you close 1 square. For every 2, you close... For the race, you close 2.
5.
You close 1 square. Oh, sorry, I should probably do cards.
Okay. 10.
Go ahead and roll again.
Close. I failed to close.
Uh-huh. Nope, you close. This is an opposed roll.
Oh, okay.
They're going to attempt to outrun you. 2. They do not succeed in advancing.
Damn.
Apparently your driver's really into this.
He's like, yes! I've always wanted to do this!
Got a 4. You got a 3! You do not close.
That plus 2?
That, he rolled a 1.
He rolled a 1.
Alright. They are going to attempt to pull a little bit ahead of you. You still have your plus 2. You got a 3. Okay, so they do not escape you. Good lord.
Least epic chase scene ever.
They're actually going to attempt to go through some obstacles.
Yeah.
Alright. Since you not only beat... Well, you didn't beat them with a raise, so they don't go... Oh, no. Since they failed, they go out of control. And now roll 2d6 to see what happened to them. Basically, they start trying to go through some, you know, boxes and whatnot. And apparently, they hit and skid. They skid 2 squares this way. Because they hit the obstacles.
Okay.
Your turn.
Close. Eight.
You succeed by 1. You're really close. Now I'm actually going to draw real cards. Let's still keep it on that. Alright. One of the gentlemen leans out and shoots a crossbow at your driver.
Oh. Oh no. Hits.
Does he have penalties because he's moving out?
Yes. It's not a stable platform, so he actually does have minus two.
Ha!
They're trying to shoot the driver!
The other two, you can see them drawing their sword canes, and you can hear them go, "Go faster!" And the driver's like, "Oh my lord!" Roll your opposed driving. Their driver sucks. It's this little old man. As opposed to your guy who's like, "Yes! Come on, faster! Go, you damn horses!" Alright, Alec, your turn.
Evidently, his life is very exciting, so he's really into this.
This is what I got into carriage driving for!
What have you been invoking to?
I guess I'll attempt to pull up. They now get to act as well.
I guess
they're on his turn.
You basically, this is the driver. You yell to what? Close. Pull up next to them.
Pull up next to them. I guess.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. So you have your action, then invokies.
What about Den?
Din's more than happy to go over there and try and board.
Yep,
they shot at you guys, therefore they feel completely justifiable you guys have been attacked.
So Din jumps through the window, through their window.
What's Voki gonna do first, I guess?
Voki is going to... He's gonna draw a weapon. That's his turn. Din will go ahead and jump over before he draws a weapon. Ivan, go ahead and roll a d6 for Din. He just needs a simple success. No. Not only did he... Oh. You can't technically spend on behalf of Ben people, but I'll go ahead and let it. All right, so he kind of lashes onto the side of the carriage.
Do I get a go?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll... Voki, keep the driver safe, I guess. I'm going to make sure Din doesn't get himself killed.
End of cross.
Yeah.
So it's an agility check. Just straight up agility. We got him!
Five.
Alright. You're successfully attached to the side of the carriage.
Yee-haw!
Two hearts, you guys go next.
I guess I move in and...
You have to open the door first. I said you jump onto the side of the cave. I didn't say the door's open.
Alright, I open the door and move in.
Alright.
They're holding for you?
Yeah.
No, they drew their weapons.
And then I can attempt to draw my dagger, I guess.
Yep, give me a straight up agility check.
You mean your hatchet?
I don't have my hatchet with me.
Why not?
I probably have my pistol and my dagger because they're easily concealed. Yeah.
You also have the silver blade.
No, we had to return that, remember?
Yeah, we haven't gone there yet. We just got back. We immediately...
That's true, you have the saber.
To the tournament.
You guys have the saber. You do have the saber with you.
I draw my dagger on a 5.
Alright, you succeed. Since you guys are now actually right next to each other. Blue, because my block is slowly dying.
Because you use it so often.
Mm-hmm. Carriage.
This is going to be cramped, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's the little bench. Here are the horsies.
Horses! That is very uneven.
What, woman? Don't take your sass.
Though. It looks like the horses are, like, pulling aside of it.
Well, they're
so,
running, you know what?
So technically it kind of goes a little off.
Alright, here's your guys' driver. Here's their driver. Here's you, who's just jumped through the door. Here's Din, who's hanging onto the side. Here's Voki, who's kind of leaning out a window. And then there are these three. The two with cannonballs have their sword canes drawn. This guy has his hand crossbow out. Okay. Din can't quite move in, so go ahead and give me D4. He's going to attempt to climb up on top.
4.
Nice.
7.
Basically, he's going to climb up and around. And then he'll open that door. Voki is holding these guys. There you go. Bloody hell. Crazy ass Yank. This ain't the West, you ain't robbing us.
Nothing there.
He will go ahead and drop his hand cross because it'd take a while to reload. Draw his sword cane and attack.
Minus two then?
Yes, but plus two because of Ganga.
Yes,
seven!
Huh? The other two hasn't attacked yet.
Yeah, I just rolled for them. They both rolled horribly.
Yeah, they rolled a two and a one.
Let's see. My parry is a five.
Bloody Yank!
Nine. 11.
Three over my toughness.
You're shaken. Get off my bloody carriage! Basically, they've got an acceleration of five. Okay. Pull ahead, you dumbass! Give me a post roll from your driver. Nope. Nope. I ain't built grenade, damn it! Oh my gosh. Your three hearts goes. Attempt to unshake.
Yeah, I have a D6 spirit now.
This is terrible. Their driver is terrible.
He's an old man, damn it!
I successfully unshake.
That's all you do? Din, go ahead and roll a D6 for his punching.
Nope.
He misses. Voki is still holding. Do you wish the driver to do anything? Or do you just want to maintain?
Maintain.
Okay, he maintains.
Where are you like, come off!
Yeah. Alright. The three swordsmen are basically all... Actually, this one will turn around. No, they need to take the U out. You said your prayers are what?
Five.
One hit and one hit with a raise. Here's the normal hit. Now we'll do the raise first.
10. 14.
Toughness of a 9, so...
One wound!
I forgot I had a leather jacket last time, so...
That's fine.
It's still would have been
bigger.
Yep.
D6. Need a 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I soak it.
Alright. Just a normal stab.
That's,
8.
8. 11!
Shaken.
Get driving!
I'll teach you to stare awkwardly at my companions.
Two hits, because those are both fives.
Oh, gang up, that's right.
Yeah. Five does nothing. 9. 11 shakes you again.
I'm already shaken, so...
That'd be a wound. Soak and take the shaken with you. Your turn.
Pommel strike.
Alright. You're attempting to subdue?
Yeah.
Just minus 2, effectively.
D6, my fighting is a D6.
We're running through the streets of London.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to find this in newspapers tomorrow. Yeah.
Five.
Five, you'll hit.
Pit knife is D8, is my strength.
Oh, did you take into account the minus 2?
What for?
Pommel strike? He's good.
Okay, then a 3.
Okay, so you'll miss. Din, we'll go ahead and punch. He will, since he's hitting that one, that'll get plus 1 gingham. He'll hit, roll a d8.
They have a 3 parry?
No.
Oh, he's not subduing with his fist.
Yeah.
He always subdues with his fist.
Oh, 13. 13.
Right!
This is exhausting.
It's gonna be sad when this turns out to be one big misunderstanding.
It is one big misunderstanding. That's what's so funny about it. Alright. One's gonna stab at Din, one's gonna stab at you. Din?
Yeah, I was guessing they were a section of the
11 will hit Din with a rage.
Well, they thought they were Cabal.
I don't know.
That's
no, 8. They understand. They were watching us get that
11?
That they were Cabal.
That will be
I'm
a wound on you.
Oh. Dang.
Give me an agility check for him.
As he goes out to get a...
Yeah, he's going out to make sure he's not dead. Agility check.
Why me?
Because I'm pointing at you now.
Jessica playing this guy?
Jessica, you roll a d6. Okay, since he failed, he will take 5, which will not shake him. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Heal check. 2. Alright, and then 1 stab at Alec. 4 will just miss. Your turn.
Well, I appear to have lost my backup. Good day, sirs!
Don't take their attacks as you leave their threatened area.
Yeah. 1 will hit you at least.
1 hit with a raise.
A farewell shanking. 14, 17.
Toughness is 9, so that's 2 wounds.
Don't waste the Benny. You're running back to base.
Yeah. Stab! Ah!
And then the cards go.
You totally gotta fall back now.
No, roll a d6 for him. He's still trying to maintain. They go riding off into the night.
You have a nice stab wound in your back.
Think you were dropping out.
Yeah.
You know how Trevor didn't get out that much? He got shot at because he's still riding.
I suppose I limp over to where Dead and Voki are. Could you roll a d6 for me, Ivan? He's stable.
Okay.
Basically, just between the two of you, you're going to have to kind of shoulder.
He's a big guy.
No, I suppose even being the same size as Den. Considering how big both of you are, yes. It's sort of like me carrying, you know, you. I would like Ivan there. It makes it a lot easier. I could probably carry you on my own, but I'd like Ivan there, too.
Well, actually, I'm also brawny, so I have 8.
So is he.
Oh.
He's a big brawny Scott. You're a big brawny American.
D8 strength, D10 vigor?
No, he's only got D6 vigor. So he's a novice, remember this.
Oh, that's right. So I'm actually bigger than him, or yeah. No, I'm denser than he is, I guess would be a good way to put it.
Because I don't think he went up. Because I actually, some of the people actually advanced. Let me check and see if it was, who advanced. That's not what I wanted.
Okay, I have to decide. 15 strength and an 18 dex, or...
Nope, he's still a novice.
14 strength and 18 dex, or 15 strength and 17 dex?
Your decision.
Yes, I know.
I would go with 17 dex.
So, you of course limp off to your house, Ryan. Content that you got second place. A little sad, but...
16 now? Yeah, I'd go with the 17 because you're not going to get a chance to raise it for another 4 okay. levels.
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right, gone.
You're, of course, at home, you know, being pampered. And
oh, relaxing.
You look so tired, dear. Here, we have this nice person to do your feet. You get a foot massage.
Sweet.
Ivan, you and the other members kind of have the small bet going as you notice the spiders are escalating.
There's no longer two.
You'll notice that they begin issuing a draft.
They got the ants in on it, too.
And finally, limping back to the lodge is a blood-soaked American, a wounded Din and Voki.
Oh, you guys okay?
I thought you went home.
Oh, I thought I went to the lodge.
Well, you can go back to the lodge. I don't care.
I don't know.
You might have gone back to the lodge to have a drink.
Yeah.
Getting second place against a scary-ass Italian.
Got shanked by some people who were watching you a little too closely at the, tournament.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, Den fell out of the carriage.
Oh.
You'll notice he has a stab wound and then fell out of the carriage and still alive.
Oh. We don't have an infirmary, do we?
Nope. You have a...
table?
You have a waiting room and a bedroom.
Well, let's take him on a bed.
Because while you guys have been increasing resources like there's no tomorrow, you have been increasing facilities.
We have to get resources before we can get facilities.
But at the same time, you guys don't even have a library.
We shove him on
a
bed.
I think that's the next thing that we actually get is library increases facilities.
Oh, damn Englishmen. No offense. They know how to use their sword canes. Ugh.
Yeah, they certainly got me good as I jumped out.
I took one of them out, though.
Oh. One hit KO.
Well, it sounds like they pretty much won, actually.
What time is it?
It's probably around 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Well, I was just about to go home.
Because, I mean, the tournament, you know, does actually take place usually at nighttime.
Yeah.
I figured, yeah.
On the upside, fewer people saw us because it was nighttime.
That's right.
That, and it's kind of hard to identify us, I assume, since we were in there for like 6 seconds or something, and then we're just like, okay.
Whee!
You know, you guys are kind of, you know, meandering around when you went.
And the morning comes in, there's a newspaper ad, why two drivers are still driving.
One very scared looking old man, and a much younger one who seems to be
driven is the word.
Unaware of this. So you're about to leave. You're not at the lodge.
I was thinking about returning, but
well, you're at the lodge.
Okay.
When at
so
the door.
I suppose
you're at the lodge.
I'll walk up to
this
over
here. You see some red curly hair. The rest of the head is below the eye slot.
What?
Password.
Open the damn door, or I'll evict you from the roof.
You see a very short, angry Annie. She is the woman who runs Annie's pub beneath you guys, and the person who also provides you guys with free food. And her face is beet red as she looks furious. She stamps her foot down. I want you to do something for me.
Okay.
A bunch of thugs from Bully Stevens and his gang just robbed me pub.
What, just now?
Just now!
You want us to stop them?
I want you to go get to that gang and eliminate them. They're a menace in the East End.
By the way, Dennis has been the better idea. With a 13. I was supposed to be 12 minus
1. He's an extra, he doesn't have ones.
Okay.
Anything for me?
I rolled a
10, 10 on streetwise. No,
I can try again.
Polly Stevens.
5.
No, it's better. You've spent half an hour on this already, so.
You know who Polly is. He's a local gang. He's actually got a fairly decent following of about 20 different thugs. He works mostly shady, you know, racketeering, nothing big. But the big thing is he's good on, he likes recruiting foreigners. Other East Enders. Pauly Stevens himself being Japanese.
That's an odd name for a Japanese man.
He adopted it when he came to the UK.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well.
Get going!
Right. He has been a menace to East End, I suppose. Why not?
Hey,
and it does sort of...
Who are we sending on this?
You.
What?
Who are we sending on this?
It's your damn decision!
Yeah, so I was like... I actually have to go.
Well...
I'm going up to... I have a meeting.
He has about 20 boys. We may want to send a good deal of our people.
Where are we sending, though?
I'll leave that in your guys' well-placed hands. I need to go to my meeting. It's incredibly important. Like,
go.
Don't
I could
be
get
late.
Fired.
Don't be late.
Run!
Ah, I'm going. He kind of slips past any doing the...
maybe you guys should go without me tonight. I'm currently...
It would be wise. You can stay here once we're done.
As Horace looks down at your wound.
takes and kind of leaves. Pats it in the area. You actually heal the wound.
Oh, that's a bit better.
Pat, pat. You're fine.
Okay, that's a... I guess I'm slightly wounded now.
He goes with the Resident Evil style. Are you okay? Come on!
Alright.
I was just hit by a tentacle monster. Don't hit me!
It's a reassuring cuddle. Come on.
Look, you've noticed how often they, like, slam into the chest despite the fact you just got impaled through the chest. It's like,
you okay?
Oh, yeah, just rub it right in there. Yeah!
And so you guys have full access to everyone but Din. Or but Travis. Din is even available. You gotta go, ugh! You're some sort of magician. That is magical.
What did you do in the adventure?
I sold his wound up.
I got knifed and then I had skid marks when I hit the ground and rolled. Look! They're almost gone. There's still blood weeping.
Oh.
So who wants to go take out a game?
Well, considering it's for our landlady, I think it would behoove us to send a good amount.
So we need people here to watch the dang place. We need four people. Here.
Isn't that like all the NPCs?
No, we have like six, don't we?
Let me go ahead and list off your guys' as NPCs.
There's
you guys
seven.
Have Din, Thaidon, Ruda, Voki, Horus, and Tomi.
Oh yes, sir. Donovan is no longer left. So yes, there's six and Travis.
Okay, well let's take one then.
You could take two.
Oh.
Without any real penalty to the lodge. And you can take an additional two if you guys don't mind no one sleeping for the time you're gone. Honestly, you can take people out of the lodge for short-term missions like this.
Yes.
This isn't one where you have to worry about someone showed up and there wasn't someone there watching, so the entire room was a mess. Or maybe that is it. As you guys come back, you'll notice that the spiders have used nuclear weapons and the entire area is just gone. Your entire base fell apart because the spiders atomized everything.
No, we walk up to the pub and realize it's not on the second floor.
And you notice the spiders now have fighter jets. No, tiny flying saucers. The war has escalated.
Right.
Okay. We can bring, I suggest Tony. To be one.
Why do we want the reformed cabal guy?
I don't want to leave him here.
So, yeah, I don't want to leave him here.
Plus he's a...
Hey guys, I'm not that bad. I'm ex-cabal.
Plus he's a thug. He knows this information.
I'll give you that. I am a thug.
Alright.
Then what is everyone's specialty? So we... decide from there.
Okay. Din is D8 strength and brawny. Thaidon is heroic and a better fighter. Ruda is small, but he's a better shooter. Voki is normal. Horus is normal, but he also has a small knowledge of the arcane. And Tony is normal, but he has knowledge of the cabal.
I think we should go with Ruda and Tony.
So, we'd have one, two, three melee, two range, and a psychic.
Mm. A psychic? Oh. I can't do his melee, honestly. Well, sort of melee.
Have I been able to buy a second knife?
Yes, you would have had time to buy a second knife. You even got a nice paycheck, so. First thing you do, knife. What happened to your last one? You were here just 2 weeks ago. It broke. On what?
A wolf. Big fucking wolf.
Okay.
A wolf in London?
No, it was out in Germany, I think.
Why the hell were you in Germany hunting wolves?
It was paycheck.
Can't argue with that.
Okay, I suppose that's a good...
Alright.